My name is Gio.
I'm Sabrina.
And this is Santori Stories. It's been a really long time since we've done a podcast episode. I think it's been over a month.
It's been a few possibly two months.
And I'm sorry for that. But we've got some really, really big news. And I'm going to let you say it this time. Tell the world.
We're having a baby.
We're having a baby. That's right. We've already told people it's a boy, right?
Yes.
So one thing I'm going to tease here is a little bit later in the episode, we're going to tell you the name.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time ever, I don't think we've gone really public with it. There's a couple people who know.
Yeah. We've only told our immediate family and some friends. But other than that, it's been like a secret.
Yes. So stay tuned for that episode. So I want to explain.
Isn't it this episode?
I've got thoughts in my head.
He's really excited. He's ahead of himself.
I'm super excited. I've been dying to record a podcast episode, but with work and with the baby on the way, and we're going to be moving now.
Yeah. Just been, and Thanksgiving.
There's
and
Thanksgiving
Christmas.
And birthdays just been a lot and of holidays. Stuff. And,
one thing after another.
It's been one thing after another. So let's start with this. It's a boy.
Yes.
We know it's a boy. We knew at
12 weeks.
12 weeks, and you are currently
20 weeks.
20 weeks. So second trimester now.
Went for my 20-week ultrasound today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was not there this time. But there's a lot that kind of goes into this now. I feel like my whole life has changed already.
Yeah. That is true.
I'm thinking about things that I don't think I've ever thought about, and that's like dental insurance and baby protecting the outlets.
Yes.
Which I used to like animal proof, like cat proof, but now I have to baby proof. And that's such a more
very different
complicated endeavor. Baby Junior, if you're listening to this, you were totally planned and not an accident at all.
You were a happy surprise.
A happy surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think calling it a surprise is fair.
It's hard to explain because
when you're driving a car over the speed limit and you're completely aware of it, you're completely ready for the repercussions of getting a ticket.
You're ready for your consequences.
You know you're getting a ticket, or you know it's likely to get a ticket.
Right.
If you don't get a ticket, you're not upset.
And
if you do get a ticket, you're
you
still
knew
not
what
upset
was happening. Right.
Because you accepted the risk.
Right.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Basically.
Yeah. So how are you feeling? I mean,
now I feel good.
You feel good? First trimester was rough. You vomited everywhere.
I didn't vomit everywhere. No, I was really lucky. There are a lot of women in their first trimester that are sick all the time, like all day. I was really lucky. I only got sick in the morning.
I'm happy that it's only the first trimester and you don't just spend 9 months.
Well, I threw up in the second trimester too.
We don't have
not
the nausea.
Not as consistently though.
The nausea is what worried me.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
I don't like being nauseous and just...
I don't either.
You can tell when someone's kind of feeling green because like they don't want to get up. And
the boys at work, I would literally be talking and then I would have to stop and they could all see my face. And there were so many times where someone would hand me a trash can because they were afraid I was going to throw up in the store.
I mean, I would be too. There were times when we'd be talking and I'm like, oh God, she's going to vomit right on me.
I'd stop. You could always tell because I'd just stop talking and like look...
Which
down.
Is a rarity.
Yeah, it is. But no, I was really lucky. I usually only got sick in the morning. It was like 9:30, like clockwork. Every day at 9:30, I would throw up before leaving the house.
If I was
already at work, I'd throw up in the parking lot at 9:30.
Yeah, you were really good at throwing up in the parking lot as soon as you finished driving.
Yep. I didn't throw up in the car, which thank goodness for that. But every time, like the minute I would get out of the car, bleh.
I've witnessed that horror show a couple times now, so.
Yeah, it's not fun.
But enough about vomit.
Yeah.
We're expecting a baby, and to the right of me, to paint you a visual of what's going on in our tiny little apartment right now, I've got what has to be 80 pounds of
baby
clothes.
Combined.
Two gigantic boxes the size of Sabrina.
The first box is not combined. As big as me. Okay.
Combined. If you lay
like,
them.
That's a small box.
It's a big box of clothes. It's just packed.
Yeah.
To the brim with clothes that are nicer than mine.
Yeah. My mom was really good at saving my brother's old clothes.
We've got Italian fabric.
Yep. Italian
stitched
linen.
What the hell?
Italian linen and Italian.
I want to have a talk here with all of our listeners because this baby.
My mom's got good taste.
Has better clothes than me.
She brought more stuff home from when she went to Italy this past time, but she won't let me see it yet.
Children, our son is going to have the finest baby clothes. Mm-hmm. There's no shortage of hand-me-downs in this world, which I'm a little scared of because I don't like secondhand things all the time. As a younger brother, I always got some tough hand-me-downs sometimes, but you know how rough my brother could be on things. I was going to
say, Freddie probably destroyed clothes.
Yeah.
I never really got a lot of hand-me-downs because there are I'm the oldest, but there are also not a lot of girls. I didn't have a lot of girl cousins. I have two girl cousins.
The oldest doesn't
get hand-me-downs. One's in Italy and the other one lived in Maryland. So I didn't really get a lot of hand-me-downs from anybody.
The oldest
My brothers used to get hand-me-downs from my cousins Vito and Rocco. Like tons of stuff.
Mm.
I never really got. I got my mom's clothes. My mom gave me her own hand-me-downs. But that was other
than
you
did get a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
So then the question here, I think people might have this on their minds, is how many babies are we going to have, and how apart should they be? It's such a weird conversation to have.
No one's asked me that.
No?
They asked you that?
I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know. Again, these are my thoughts. Like my second thought is, okay.
The next baby.
When is the next baby coming out? Because, and so I've heard, it's very easy to have another kid after
you've had
the first one.
It's like the first 6 months after you have your first baby is when you're like the most...
Six months.
Well, not your first, any baby.
But 6 months after the first baby, like we're wearing full body condoms at all times. I don't think I could do another one within 6 months. That's just tough.
Yeah,
just
I don't think.
Imagine vomiting every morning
with a baby.
With a baby,
no, I don't want to do that either.
Tough.
I think 2 years is a good age gap. My brothers and I are all 3.
I think three to 4 years. Is
I think 4 is too long.
Like my brother and I are basically 5 years apart.
I think that's too long.
Why?
I don't know. You're not very close.
That's for different reasons.
My brothers are 3 years apart and they have a lot of the same friends and they hang out a lot.
And they do the same stupid things. They don't learn from each other.
Yeah, but they are close.
But see, I was able
to
learn.
I'm not close with them.
I was able to learn from my older brother because he was dumb. And I had like
Both
2 years to process. Right, but because they're so close in age, when they...
They're not that close in age, though.
But they're close enough that they can have a circle of friends and share that. And so when one makes a mistake, the other makes the same mistake and they don't learn anything.
Well, hopefully our children are not like that.
Well, I can't promise anything. So.
I know, yeah, we'll find out.
They could have
neurogenes. If they're like us when we were young, we're in trouble.
You didn't even hear my diss. It's okay.
What'd you say?
I said they could have your genes.
My genes?
Yeah.
My genes are perfectly fine.
How many kids are we going to have?
I want 3 or 4. Why, Gio wants 2.
But why 3? I could understand
I have a family
2
of 3.
Or 4, but 3.
I'm 3.
You have a weird middle child.
There's always a weird.
And then when you go to Disney, you have an odd number.
When we first started dating... I was talking about how I wanted an even number of children because when we go to Disney World, I want everybody to have a buddy. Like everybody has somebody to sit with. Because my family, yeah, we used to do that. We used to go to Universal all the time.
But with 4 children, we're never going to Disney.
Here we are.
No, we're not. That would cost $2,000.
No, it wouldn't.
Plus $500 in snacks and food to feed them, especially if they're all boys.
Maybe.
The amount of money, it would be a rarity for us to ever go.
We just go on special occasions. Birthdays.
Birthdays centennial.
And Mickey's Very Merry Christmas.
Twice a centennial.
No. If they even want it, maybe they don't. They might not even like Disney World.
They're
going to
like
once.
Disney World.
I didn't like Disney World when I went when I was little.
Why not?
I just didn't have any fun. I couldn't go on a lot of the rides, so I didn't have a good time. It wasn't until I went as a teenager with my other teenage friends that I actually enjoyed Disney World. So maybe we'll get lucky and they'll pay for themselves and they'll go on their own.
The $200 it costs?
A person?
No.
We got a lot of time before that happens.
No. I think we can't have an odd number regardless.
Yeah.
It's an odd number of shoes.
Oh, the point I was getting at was when we first talked about this and I said I wanted an even number. You said so 6 or 8.
And well, I was two, like, 2 or 4 in my mind are not even numbers.
So I was like, I was thinking 2 or 4, but 6 or 8. I mean, if that's what you want to do.
6 children. That's a. We'd have to buy a mansion.
No.
We'd have to be making bank.
You could share rooms.
No, that sucks.
I used to share a room with Anthony.
For 12 years with my brother.
I shared a room with Anthony.
We shared a bed.
When we first moved to Florida, I shared a room and a bed with Anthony and Michael.
No.
Two little boys.
Can't. Well, when they're little, it's different. But when my brother got older, he got gross. He would just sleep with his butt in my face. That's why
head.
I have a natural defense. If you touch me when I'm sleeping, I'm going to punch you in the face. Like, yeah. You can't mess with me because of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the things we'd had to have separate comforters on the bed because he would take all the blanket and I'd sleep freezing.
Mm.
So we had literally 2 separate comforters side by side.
Okay.
I'm just saying, no one should have to go through that.
We should get bunk beds.
We had bunk beds. Bunk beds are dangerous. Plus, if you're my brother, he got the top bunk where I wanted to sleep, but every night
he slept in the
bottom. He ended up at the bottom bunk. Every night.
I had the top bunk. My mom took the bar off so that I could jump. I literally would jump from Anthony's bed up into my bed.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I wasn't allowed to sleep in the top bunk.
I threw up.
You threw up on your brother.
I did.
That's disgusting.
And my mom didn't make him go to, she kept him home and sent me to school because she didn't believe that I was the one who threw up.
I hope you're looking forward to stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we might wake up and just vomit is everywhere. There might be poop in the toy chest.
Yeah.
You could wake up to dirty diapers on his head. I mean.
Yeah.
Are you willing? Are you ready for what?
Yo, I worked in daycare. I'm ready for anything.
I feel like I'm traumatized. Like I'm developing PTSD and it hasn't even happened yet.
Why are you developing PTSD?
I don't know. It's just there's a lot of poop scenarios here.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be okay.
You don't know that.
I've handled a lot of messy diapers.
I've handled a lot of poop in my
day.
Yeah,
I have. Poop explosions. Not even at the daycare when I would babysit.
I thought you were going to say not even with the babies.
Yeah, with my
poop explosions.
No, I'm pretty good.
You think I'll be a good dad? I already know you're going to be a good mom. Everyone knows you're going to be a good mom.
Yeah, I've been.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
No, I'm like, one of my friends, when we announced on Facebook, she even commented, she was like, you were literally born to be a mom. Like, I'm the mom of the group.
Yeah, but the mom of grown ass people is different than.
No, but I have a lot of experience with children. It's not like I've only watched adults.
I know. I have to learn how to change diapers, like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of have the idea, like, you know, you do this.
You should get, like, a baby doll and practice.
No, I'm not buying a baby doll.
We need to practice, though. We can use my teddy bear.
We could just borrow a baby.
No. I don't think anyone's going to let us borrow their baby.
My new side business?
I don't know anybody with an infant.
It's to teach men how to train. For like a baby. So you mm-hmm. It's like 1-800-BORROW-BABY.
You know? No. Yeah. No.
My job is to find people who don't want babies and give them the people who need them mm-hmm. for training.
It's really not that hard.
I know.
The only thing that is difficult with boys is that they'll pee on you.
I'm okay with that.
You say that now.
pee is pee. It's not poop. It's different.
But you can't control it because it just shoots up. You'll learn. You'll see.
You just cover it.
I'm
with
sure
something.
It'll happen.
Just cover it. Be all right.
Okay. Remember that.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay.
Don't worry me.
Okay.
I don't want PTSD.
You're not. You shouldn't have any PTSD. You haven't even had any real experience with a baby.
Traumatic brain injury. All right. So let's talk about names.
Okay.
If it was a girl, let's start with our girls' names because we're not having a girl. Oh, maybe we shouldn't. What if we have a girl now? We'll tell. So, girls' names.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, well.
What?
I knew we were having a boy before anyone else.
Yeah.
So, if it was a girl, which it wasn't, because it was never going to be.
Okay.
What would we have named it? Do you remember the names we'd picked up?
I remember the one main name that we had, which was Gianna Michelle.
Yes.
After our moms.
So, yeah, that was a mix of Michelle and Giovanna. And mm-hmm. I didn't want to do Gia because Gia is too close to my name.
Yeah.
Gio. Gia, but Giovanna, Giovanni. It's just, it's too much.
Yeah.
If you were yelling at the child, I would never know if you were yelling at me. And both of us would be cowering in fear. So that would just be a really PTSD situation for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
The other name was Anastasia Rose, which I thought would be a nice name.
Mm-hmm.
Fun to spell and say.
Yeah. It's pretty.
So for boys, since we're having a boy now, I think this was the hardest thing for us because
for you.
We had a lot of girls' names before you we settled on those two.
Yeah. You didn't like any names I would suggest to you.
You have a lot of Italian names in your family.
Yeah.
And my last name doesn't go with a lot of American sounding names because it's sort of Italian sounding.
Well, your name
what?
Your Giovanni Santori.
Well, yeah, I know.
Like
it's long it's and got it's a mouthful.
Flow with that.
It has a flow, and that's the big the flow to me is the hardest thing. It has to kind of sound right. So I think one of them was Dominic.
Yeah, we liked Dominic, and then we had Luca.
And Luca,
was another good one.
Mm-hmm. But ultimately, we decided not to go with those. I don't remember. I think Luca, I kind of cooled off on Luca.
Luca was the only name for a while that we both liked.
We have Luke in the family now, too, right?
Yeah, but Luke and Luca is different.
Very similar.
That doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
Your name is Giovanni. My mom's Giovanna. Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
We're not related.
Do you know how many people in my family have the same name?
I know, and that bothers me.
It doesn't matter.
My brother and my dad have similar. They're not the same name. They have similar names.
Yeah.
My brother's not a junior, but it. I never understand people who have junior, senior, the third, the fourth. Mm-hmm. It's boring.
It gets a little confusing.
Yeah. And living with that was very confusing. It was.
Mm-hmm.
People will call my brother Freddie Jr., but he's not a junior. And then it was just Little Freddie. But then when Little Freddie was 18 years old, he's no longer Little Freddie, but he is. It's
I never had that. Well,
again,
everybody in my family. No, I didn't mean me personally. I just meant in my family. I have six cousins named Vito, four cousins named Angelo. And then my dad, my grandpa, and my grandma were all Tony.
First off, your dad's name is not Tony.
It's not even Anthony. His name is actually Lewis.
That's
but
a
he goes
point.
By Tony, which doesn't make any sense.
But that's different.
It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense at the same time.
So anyway, we've teased it enough. So the name we chose is Joseph Enrique.
Mm-hmm.
So Joseph is the name of my grandfather.
Can I just say, first of all, before we get into this, I was trying to convince you to name him Joseph for the longest time after your grandpa, because I really like naming after important people in the family. I like keeping family names in the family. And I was trying to convince Gio to go with Joseph forever, and he didn't like it at all. And then one day we were watching Friends, and I was just joking around. I was like, Monica, Chandler, Ross, Rachel, Phoebe, Joey. And then when I said Joey to him, he lit up and he was like, I like Joey. Joey's good.
It has a ring to it.
I was like, are you freaking kidding me? I've been trying for months to get you to like this name. And just because I wasn't saying Joey, you were saying no. And then when I finally said Joey instead of Joseph, you were like, yeah, I like it. Let's do that. I was so mad.
But I mean, I warmed up to it. I mean, I thought about it. I don't know how to explain. There was sort of a...
Like a click.
A click there, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the more it settled in that, this is real, there's no going back, I'm going to be a dad. Because that was after, the first ultrasound, wasn't it?
It was after we found out it was a boy.
Right, which was...
Which was 12 weeks.
Ultrasound.
No, the first ultrasound was 8 weeks.
Right. After the first, she's not very good at listening. I've had to say things in different ways because she doesn't process it. So it was
You meant right after.
It was after the first ultrasound when it finally was real that this is a living thing inside of you.
Yes.
And not just a concept in my head.
Correct.
And so again, I think I'm just like you're changing, I'm going through my own change. Okay.
Mentally.
I'm mentally developing and
dad brain
coming to sorts with this
dad brain
baby thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's healthy. I think it's a good thing for me. It certainly makes me think twice about certain things, you know, dangerous things.
Oh.
Driving erratically, killing people, you know, it's just...
You don't... okay.
It just changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. So, I don't know. Plus, it has a good ring and it has a good meaning to it.
Well, explain more about...
So, yeah, my grandfather passed away...
Last year
in May,
mm-hmm.
While we were on our cruise.
Yep.
So, it was... It was tough for me. I mean, that was my grandpa. I talked to him pretty regularly. He was having some memory problems. So,
and that was the second grandparent too.
Yeah, that was the second grandparent in a couple of months. Which again, it was really heartbroken too, because I wanted him to actually come down here again.
Be at our wedding.
Meet the family and be at our wedding. So, but yeah. And then Enrique is my other grandfather.
And also your middle name.
And also my middle name. So
it's extra special.
I guess we're kind of handing something down, but in a way that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah.
Because Enrique is not a good first name. Sorry, Grandpa. But
well, America. We were going back and forth because Enrique, the English translation is Henry.
Henry.
So we were going back and forth with Henry Joseph, Joseph Henry. And then I was like, you know what? No, your grandpa's name is Enrique. Let's do Enrique. That's your middle name. It works. Because my mom tried to do that with my brother, and everyone told her no.
Yeah.
It's too ethnic.
I don't know about that, but...
No, that's what they said to my mom.
Yeah.
To name him Antonio. They didn't like it, so... I was like, you know what?
I don't think Antonio is ethnic
at all.
It's
not.
It's very...
it's very, like...
neutral.
Well, nowadays, especially.
I mean, it depends. Like, if you're like, Antonio, then it's very ethnic sounding, but...
Well, yeah. Well, he's supposed to be named after my grandpa, but my grandpa is... Antonio Bavaro, and Anthony is not even, he's technically not even a junior or second because he doesn't have the same name as him. It's like with your brother and your dad.
Right.
Like it's, everyone thinks he's like a junior, but he's really not.
So
I wanted to do it right.
Yeah. And ultimately it's our kids. So if you don't like it, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next big thing that we have to sort of establish. I'm already mentally preparing myself because everyone around us is going to now tell us how to parent.
Yeah.
And that
that's just something that happens
already though. Bothers me. It's mm-hmm. He's not even born yet. And people are telling me, oh, well, you need to do this and you need to do this. Relax. I don't know. Again, and it's like, I know people are trying to be helpful in that regard, but people don't listen when you just tell them what to do. I don't listen. You definitely don't listen.
No, I have never listened.
So I don't know. I mean, it's a tough issue too, because it's really, it's mostly family, right? So your family's going to call you and be like,
always,
hey, when are you going to...
Right. But it's always coming from a good place too, which is the hardest part.
Right. So if you tell someone no, it's like, but that came from my heart. And it's
I
like,
know.
Yeah, but you can just take it back. Just like, just put it in a box, put it in the corner. I don't thank you, but no, no. Yeah, it's just...
It's a touchy
subject. It's touchy.
Because they're trying to be helpful, but you don't really want any help yet.
The only help I want is if you want to, like, babysit. Don't tell me, you know, what I should be doing with my kid. Unless I ask you. If I'm like, hey, something green is coming out of its ears. What do I do? Then, you know what? Yeah, you can tell me what to do. Obviously, that's a really easy one. Just shake it a little bit. You'll be fine. But...
Okay.
I don't know. I think you don't care as much as I do in that regard.
No. But you've always been like that. With even just in general, not even anything to do with the baby. Whenever anybody tries to tell you how to do something, you will purposely do the opposite.
Not true.
Yes,
no,
true.
It's not true. A lot of times I already have a plan for what I want to do. And so if you're going to come and tell me without even asking me, that's the difference. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to do this. I already have an idea. And you're going to say, well, you need to do it this way. Well, no, thank you. But I already have what I'm going to do set up. I didn't ask you. I didn't ask for your help. I didn't ask for your opinion. Keep it to yourself. I need to be able to find a way to say that to someone without insulting them. And I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, not like that.
But that's where
just
I'm at.
Just feel like, I appreciate your opinion, but I'd rather do it.
I'm going to go the passive aggressive way.
No.
I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, who's the father of this kid? Are you the father? No. Oh, me. I'm the father. Thank you. I'm the dad. This is how it's going to be. See ya.
Don't do that.
I'll pay like a 2000s, like, see ya. Do the hand
no,
thing.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. A little hand flick.
Don't do that.
No.
No.
And that's it. I mean, our whole life is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be millionaires anymore.
We never were.
Well, statistically, now we're less likely to be millionaires. And then we have schools. I've already looked at schools and...
You've looked at schools?
Daycares. Yeah, we both looked at schools. You don't remember. Doesn't matter now. We both looked at schools. We already established where the kid's going to school. We've already established his whole life, his career.
What? You
know, what age he's going to get married. We've already arranged his marriage to my goddaughter.
No. He's going to marry who he wants to marry.
We're going to arrange his whole life. He has nothing to worry about. Why would he?
Let him figure himself out.
I know. I'm being facetious.
I don't like it.
That's how I feel like parents are sometimes. Other parents. Helpful, quote-unquote parents.
Okay.
I was imitating a parent. I was like, no, you should do this.
Oh, I was like...
You should go to this school.
Oh. I have baby brain. Nothing goes through anymore. I don't remember anything. Nothing's funny. I mean, things are funny, but it takes me a lot longer to get the joke.
Things have to be a lot more...
specific.
Visually or purposefully funny now.
I'm not really into sarcasm anymore because I can't. Well, you, I've always had a problem figuring out if you're joking or not because your voice, your inflection doesn't change when you speak.
It's deadpan.
Yeah. So I can't tell what you're doing.
It's been
really bad. If it's real or not.
It's been really bad lately.
Yes, it has.
You're like, what's for dinner? I ate it all.
I literally had a conversation with John at work. And then I went back out onto the floor. Had no idea what we had talked about. Couldn't remember anything. I was supposed to be doing something based on that conversation. I walked out and I was like, I don't remember. So I started doing other things.
This is like the loaf of bread that I gave you to give to work. And for a week, you kept forgetting the loaf of bread.
Yeah, well, now it's there.
When are we due? When are we having our baby?
We are due April 1st. April Fool's Day.
That's a good time to be born, but that's going to be a Taurus? What is it?
Gemini.
Aries.
Gemini's June.
Yeah, whatever.
It's going to be an Aries. He's going to be a tornado.
Oh,
it's going to be like Beth.
Oh,
that's and nice. Julian.
Oh, God. What if it's not April 1st? What if it's in March?
It'll still be Aries.
Still Aries?
That end of the... Well, unless he comes super early, which... That's
a Pisces.
Knock on wood, he doesn't. No.
No?
No.
What is he?
It'll still be Aries.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Let me look.
Well, don't look now. It doesn't matter. Right away.
Okay.
So if it's an Aries kid...
Mm-hmm.
Aquarius and Aries get along well.
Well, you and Beth get along really well, so yeah. Well, he's also
not,
our child,
that's not
so
the only Aries
he'll get along with us no matter what.
That's not true.
For when he's little, he will.
That's definitely not true.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It could be like The Sims. He could run away and go to military school.
You have to send them there.
Whatever.
They don't run away to
If they don't do good in school, they go to military school. That's the way it used to be.
Not in Sims 3.
I'm just saying that's how it used
anyway,
to be.
Anyway, this is real life. This is not The Sims.
I based my whole life
off The Sims
on what I've played in The Sims.
No, that's not how this is going to work.
I've built so many families and destroyed them all. I think I can do this.
I don't think you can. You're scaring me.
And we're just going to put it in the basement.
Should we talk about the stroller?
Oh, my God. The stroller. So we're putting together a registry.
It's already done.
Okay, so we put together a registry. Sabrina put together a registry. And for our wedding registry, I think we had, what, 20-something items? It wasn't that many.
We didn't have a lot because we had already been living together. So we didn't need a lot of
Sabrina
things.
Sabrina didn't understand that people are lazy and they only like to buy things
well,
on the
registry.
Well,
we didn't need a lot of stuff. I wasn't just going to put random things on there.
But they don't like to be creative. And for whatever reason, they
pick out their own gifts.
They don't. Not anymore. And they don't want to just give you money. Or if they do give you money, a lot of times it's significantly less than they would have.
I don't think that's given. Necessarily true.
I think it is true.
I think it depends.
Like,
on the
especially
person.
Because you consider a lot of people use credit cards or have like Target, like those, the red card or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they get points back. So they're really not spending the right amount, you know, the full amount. It's a different concept from spending your money versus spending money that you will eventually have to pay back. So you can't, cause you can't take money out from a credit card.
Right.
So, and that's what, I mean, really, that is what people told me. Like, you need more things on your registry. I want to buy you more things.
I didn't.
And my response was, well, I'll just take the money. And it always just ended up in a laugh. People laugh at me when I say, well, just give me the money. No, they don't want to do that.
Well, it also, my mom bought us a lot of stuff.
We should have just added things that... to sell. Just like two microwaves, a couch,
mm-hmm.
Some microphones, maybe. That would have been good. A laptop. Why not?
We just, We're already living together, and when we moved in, my mom, I didn't have a bridal shower, so my mom bought a lot of the stuff that I would have been given at a bridal shower when we moved into the apartment. Instead of like throwing me a shower, she just used that money to buy us stuff. So I didn't have a lot of things that we needed to put on the registry. I think I put like a bedspread, the microwave, or not the the toaster oven, the toaster, and some other.
Okay, right. So. You don't have to list the whole registry. It's okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying like those were the big things that I put on there. There are not a lot of big things.
So
there
was
still
only,
stuff
it was
on
only
there.
Like 40 items.
There was still stuff on there that no one gave us. So I don't know why they were like, you need more things.
Because
there were
there
other
were like little like things, little like.
No, not
forks
really.
And
there were
a
not
ladle.
Forks. No.
Can opener.
I had the Lazy Susan thing, a nice one that was like $80.
Well, I don't know.
That's why I was like,
people
there's
bought,
still stuff on there.
People bought the really expensive things, and then they bought the really cheap things. The middle ground, like the $80 to $90 range, just kind of...
Nobody really wanted to do that.
Like, it was like, it was too much, but then not enough, I think.
I don't know.
Like, if you only had to spend $100 and you spent $80 on a Lazy Susan, people were like, it's just one gift, but, you know, it's like, there's nothing else. It's, you know.
That's fine. I don't care.
I'm just saying
that's why it's on the registry.
My boss bought like four things from our registry. He bought a fourth of our registry himself. Remember
he also
that?
Bought stuff late. All the other stuff was already gone.
He just bought everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he complained. He's like, you need more things on your registry.
Mm-hmm.
So for our baby registry,
there's
we've
a lot.
Got
of, there's like 80 things.
80 things. We doubled it.
My mom said to put everything you want on the registry,
which I think is
there's
fair
a lot of little stuff
because we've been on this planet for almost, you know, 40 years combined. So over
okay.
40 years. I've known you about 40 years. And we as adults have sort of accumulated a lot of stuff. You know, I don't need pants. I don't need shoes. If I need them, I get them. I don't need someone else to buy them for me. But a baby, you're starting over. You need everything.
Yeah.
You need shoes. You need stuff that you
he
only
doesn't
need.
Need shoes yet.
You know what I mean? But you need stuff you only
okay.
need for like 2 years.
Right.
And it's expensive and it's big.
And then you got to get more stuff.
Then you need more. Like you always need stuff
mm-hmm.
until you're like 16. And then you reach that point where you have enough stuff.
Maybe.
Life is just about stuff.
Yeah.
You need stuff. Then you have stuff. Then you spend the rest of your life trying to get rid of stuff.
Yes.
It's all about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's one big stuff pack.
Mm-hmm.
So I think 80 items is equivalent to 40 items, and we need more. Now, you added two things to this registry that are exactly the same, and they're strollers.
I didn't add the second one yet.
You're going to add the second stroller. I know you.
Because we got into a fight.
The first stroller, I'm going to give my spiel, and then I'll let
okay,
you
go ahead.
Tell your side. So Sabrina, with her baby brain, is able to pick up on things from a mile away, particularly... The same stroller
that I've that been seeing everyone everywhere.
In this area seems to have.
But even before that, I found it on YouTube and I had never heard of the brand before. It and is, then after I watched that video, now I see it everywhere.
It is
and
the
I'm obsessed
viral,
with it.
It's the viral stroller known as the Upa Baby.
The Upa Baby, there's two. There's the Upa Baby Cruise and then the Upa Baby Vista.
Listen,
which is
spokesperson
the Vista
for Upa Baby.
Is the expensive one. I'm just explaining.
Okay. Let me finish.
Okay.
Sabrina wants this Upa Baby stroller. Not a sponsor, but if Upa Baby, if you want to send
please.
Me a stroller.
I
or
love
two,
you.
We need two car seats and a stroller.
We don't need two car seats. We need
two
car. One car seat and two bases.
Just send us two car seats. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So the Upa Baby is this modular stroller.
Yeah.
It comes in a million pieces. You get the
no,
frame.
It doesn't.
You get the frame.
It's not a million pieces.
You get the frame of the one you want. Then you got to order the different modules. So you
no.
want you want a cup holder? That's a module. You want a basket for your diaper? That's a
no.
module.
If you're going to give your side of the spiel, you got to at least get
it
your facts
is
right.
Modular.
The basket
tell
is
me,
not
tell
a part
me,
that you need to order
me,
separately.
Tell me the cup holder. It doesn't come separately.
It doesn't come with a cup holder.
Thank you. It's a separate module, right?
It's a little bag.
It's
that you
a
hang
separate module.
Yeah, okay,
you
sure.
have to purchase
the basket
it.
That is at, that's at the bottom is not, though. That's attached. The only thing that you need to get is the bag to put your cup in.
Listen.
And a snack tray for the kids when he gets
the snack
older.
Snack tray comes separately.
But he doesn't need that until he's like
everything
two.
Comes separately. It's all optional because you build it to order, so to speak. You get all the parts that you want. You attach it to the frame. If you don't want something, you take it off. That's how it works.
I just don't like the way you explain it.
But that's how it works,
okay,
right?
Okay, sure.
So you have the option, and one of the more expensive one, to add two. Different
it can become a double stroller.
A double stroller. Thank you. So you can buy it with just one.
It
right?
comes with two seats.
It comes with two seats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it's not my, so it's not optional. It's the two seats come with it.
Yeah, that's
okay.
why I'm
so one of them is for a toddler and one of them is for an infant.
Correct.
Thank you.
And the car seat also can attach to it too. The
okay.
infant car seat.
So this stroller that is a double stroller and comes with a car seat separately.
Correct.
Not included in the price. Is $800.
That's just the stroller.
That is just the stroller.
That's
you need to speak into
the
microphone.
Though. You're giving your spiel. I thought you didn't want me
well,
to talk.
Well, you're in the background. So if you're going to talk, at least talk into the
that's
mic.
That's just the stroller that is a double.
$800.
That's not the one that I want, though.
It does not include the car seat.
Correct.
Give me the price of the one you do want.
That one's like five something.
$550.
Something like
that. $549.
It's a single. It doesn't turn into a double.
It's a single
stroller. It's a little smaller.
And it doesn't come with a car seat.
Yes.
You have to buy the car seat for how much?
$350.
So we're right back to $800.
Well, if we were going to get the bigger one, which was like $899 plus the $350, then we're spending like over $1,000.
We're
basically, I'm not into
that. With tax, we are basically spending $1,000 for a stroller with one car seat, then we have to buy another base. And how much is the base?
Like one something.
$150. It's like $149, something like that. $139.
Yeah.
So again, we're at $1,000 for this stroller.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy sauce.
But it's a nice stroller.
So Sabrina is at work and she works in retail and almost every week, she tells me that she sees another person
with
this
Upa
Baby stroller, and she has to, of course, talk to them about it.
No.
And
I only talk.
Convince my husband.
No. Shush. Stop it right now. I asked one person.
Sabrina, I can't take you to Chili's without you seeing an Upa Baby stroller.
I see them everywhere.
From a mile away. You are planting them. You and Upa Baby are working in a conspiracy.
No, we're not. Otherwise, I'd already have the
why
stroller.
Why don't they just give us one?
That's what I'm saying.
Why do you
otherwise
go through this
I'd
trouble?
Already have it. No, there. So what you are talking about is there was one couple that came in.
We went to the mall and we saw two of them.
Right, but I didn't talk to them. I talked
I thought
to
you
one
were going
person.
To.
No. I talked to one person who was in the store that I work in. They'd been in there for a while, and one of my coworkers came over, and he told me that there was a three-week-old baby in the store. And I was like, where is it? So I went over to see her. She was adorable. And I happened to notice, while I was staring at her little face, that she was in an Upa Baby Vista stroller with the car seat.
The $800 yes. stroller with car seat with for car another seat. $300.
Can I finish my story?
I'm just saying.
Can I finish?
No. For something we're going to leave in the car, essentially, the stroller.
Yeah.
$1,100 worth of product.
But you have to think about the fact that you're going to get at least 3 years out of it.
Where's my, I need a calculator.
Where's your phone?
$300.
Can I finish my story?
I'm sorry. 3 years.
Yeah.
No, you can't finish your story. So $1,100, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's $366 a year.
Yeah.
Versus buying the stroller that I want for about
$400. I like that stroller. Can I finish my story before you make me look like I'm crazy?
You are crazy because you want this stroller that's going to cost.
I like the other one too. But your mother was the one who told me to put the expensive stroller on the registry.
I'm not saying, I'm not talking about the registry anymore. The stroller that I want also has good reviews.
Doesn't I showed cost you this stroller, three, first of all.
But I had it in mind. I've looked at strollers. Look at my Amazon.
You don't look at them with me. I looked at those.
Look at my, oh yeah, all of them, yeah. Look at my Amazon, okay? Look at my Amazon.
I'll pull it up.
Graco makes great strollers.
I know that.
That are a fraction of the cost.
I know that.
Some of which, like the one you found today, includes the car
seat. I showed you that one.
Okay.
Get your facts straight.
Did you hear
Stop making me
did
look
you
crazy.
Hear what you, did you hear what I said? Like the one you found today.
Yes.
You, not me, you.
But I had already found it.
They hear what they want to hear, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. I showed you this like a month
We're
ago.
We're fighting on the podcast. I don't
they love
this.
It. It's fine.
No, I'm going to cut all of this out. The point is, we put both of them on the registry. I'm curious which one people are actually going to buy. Not because I want them to buy the cheaper one, but because I want them to buy the more expensive one. Because then I will absolutely be satisfied, even if it's the worst stroller I've ever seen. Because then I have to make sure that you use it.
Yeah.
And if I go out and buy my own stroller, the Upa Baby is staying in your car.
Yeah.
And I don't have to use it if it's terrible.
It's not terrible.
I'm just saying.
It's not terrible.
I'm just saying. You're saying that now. You don't know for sure until we spend $1,100.
I've watched a lot of reviews.
It would be nice if they had like a trial. Like, here's a stroller. If you don't like it, send it back, like a mattress kind of thing. That I would do. I'd test it on myself. I would have you push me in the stroller.
You are too heavy.
No.
There's like a 35-pound
It needs
mat.
To be able to support me or no, it's not worth it. It has a steel frame. I think it'll be okay.
Okay.
Point is, we need to go crazy with this baby registry.
Right.
Where are we registered?
Bye Bye Baby.
Bye Bye Baby.
Just type my name in.
I've never heard of Bye Bye Baby until recently.
It's a part of Bed Bath & Beyond. It's their like baby. It's exactly like Bed Bath. It's like a big warehouse. There's like millions of everything.
Isn't it funny that like the year we want to have a kid, Toys R Us and Babies R Us goes out of business?
You know what's funny is when we found out that they were going out of business, you said, let's go buy baby things.
I know.
And I
right?
was like, we don't have a baby. And you were like, doesn't matter. They're coming back.
Online.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like Circuit City. Mm-hmm. Circuit City actually came back, but they're online. But why would you want to buy from them? Amazon, I can order something today and get it today.
I don't even know what Circuit City is.
It's like Best Buy.
Okay. I was like, am I supposed to know what that
is? No. Circuit City is exactly like Best Buy, but they're
online.
Well, now they used to have a bunch of physical locations.
Let me think of Radio Shack.
Radio Shack's another good example, yeah. Although there are still Radio Shacks.
I haven't seen one.
But not nearly as many. I think a lot of them are just using the name now. I think they're gone as a company. Radio Shack used to make their own like electronics. They were actually known for like transistors and
radios.
Bits and pieces and well not just radios but like the pieces in radios. So your old radio would stop working, you'd go to Radio Shack and you'd buy like a chip or a transistor or something and put it back in.
Gotcha.
Then they evolved to just basically selling phones.
Mm-hmm.
Then they just started selling crap.
Okay.
Apps like the cheapest headphones. Mm-hmm. They started appealing to like the lower end and it's just garbage. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's your history of Radio Shack in the middle of this podcast.
But we're registered at Bye Bye Baby. You just type my name in. and you find all
would
the stuff.
Would it be okay if we were to register at Domino's?
No.
For the baby.
The baby can't eat Domino's.
But for the baby.
No.
You're not seeing my winking.
We don't need to, we don't need to do
for
that.
For the baby.
When we have this baby, a lot of people are probably going to bring us meals. Like, we're probably not going to cook.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. It's like when somebody passes away. People bring you food. Because you're going to, we're going to be a little bit busy. We're not really going to have a lot of time to cook
you
meals.
You need to learn how to cook. I don't know if you know this, listeners, but the person who wears the pants in this house
can't cook anything.
Is
That's
me.
Not true.
First off,
no, it's not.
Yeah, you don't cook with your pants off. That's dangerous. So that's who wears the pants. That's my rule of thumb for who wears the pants in the house.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you don't know how to cook.
I know how to cook some stuff. I made you mac and cheese.
Out of a box. Thank you. I was sick. You need a lemon chicken.
Yes, I do.
The lemon chicken is just your go-to dish. For me, what would you say my lemon chicken is?
It's chicken parm.
Chicken parm, which is a very time-consuming thing to make.
Or it depends on who you make. You make me spaghetti meatballs a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's like my favorite fast thing to eat.
I have a couple good dishes that I do. Chicken parm, the fried chicken with the rice. Well, not fried chicken, but the baked chicken with the rice and beans was good.
Yeah, that was good. And you make baked ziti.
Baked ziti, yeah. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mostly just terrible carb-covered dishes, although I've started adding salads, which is, something.
Mm-hmm.
Still carb.
I made our
food.
First meal in this house.
You did? It was steak.
Steak.
Thin sliced skirt steak with mashed
bread
potatoes.
And mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm.
But now we need to start eating healthier, too. We need to start meal prep. Buying vegetables and fruit.
We need a meal prep.
Things that we don't actually eat very often, although I've been trying to get you to eat.
And stuff.
That's going to be our hardest challenge, I think, is making our children eat better than we do.
We just have to buy the right stuff.
But
now.
I mean, they have to eat better than we do. Like, we can't give them garbage.
Well, we should also stop eating garbage.
I can't. I'm empowered by garbage.
No, you're not.
I'm a robot that eats garbage.
No, we need to all eat the same thing at the same time. That was something that is really important in my family.
But
have you
ever eaten baby food? Not that we have to eat it, but
I have eaten baby
it
food.
It tastes like farts.
It does. I'm not the one eating it.
No matter what.
The baby's the one eating it.
And
he's
so
not going
to
care.
So you evolve from baby food to carrots to broccoli and
He won't eat like solid
it's so
food
tasteless.
For a while.
It's just tasteless.
Yes.
I don't know if I'll ever be ready for that.
Well, you're not the one eating it, so you'll be fine.
But unless I want to live till I'm 30, I should probably consider.
We need to eat more vegetables. We need to eat more greens.
Besides potatoes, yeah. Greens.
Yeah, we eat a lot of starch. We eat a lot of carbs.
Oh, I love
carbs.
Which,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but we need to balance it out.
I mean, I balance it out. Sometimes I have water.
Okay. I hope Joey doesn't like cheese either.
Oh, Joey is going to love cheese. Joey is going to be a cheeseaholic.
No.
Joey and I are going to start a fondue restaurant when he gets old enough.
No.
But we're going to start it in this kitchen.
No.
Yeah.
You're going to make mac and cheese.
Fondue.
You're going to make him mac and cheese.
You're going to make mac and cheese.
No, I don't want to make
That's
going to
be your lemon chicken.
No, I hate mac and cheese. The smell of mac and cheese makes me want to vomit. And that was before I was pregnant. Now it's just escalated.
But what if we started mixing it up? You know, different cheeses, different, you know, that's everyone's getting away from American cheese. It's a thing.
I don't.
You go to like Panera, you order a ham and cheese sandwich. You're not getting American cheese. You're getting like Monterey Jack or Swiss.
I don't like anything that's not mozzarella.
I don't know if I could live without lactose and gluten for that matter. Pizza
without
gluten.
You already live without lactose.
No. I have tons of cheese.
Oh, the cheese. I was talking about almond milk.
I drank almond milk before I met you.
Yeah, I know that.
I switched you to almond milk because you refused to believe you were lactose intolerant.
Until I drank lactate and I didn't get sick.
To the point where I actually tricked you and put almond milk in your stuff and told you it was regular milk and you believed me because you couldn't tell the difference.
I couldn't. You used to freak me out. I'd be like, what is this?
It's very little difference.
Mm-hmm.
Although apparently some people are saying there's still lactose in almond milk, which I don't think so, because that doesn't make sense to me.
I don't get sick anymore, so that's all I care about.
If there is, it's got to be a much smaller amount.
Yeah,
I guess. But that anyway, it's been an hour already, if you can believe it, just about. So we're going to leave it here. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Santori Stories podcast. We'll see you next time.
Whenever that may be.
I'm not going to give you an exact date, but next time.
Hopefully soon.
We've got a lot. We have a lot of stuff to catch them up on, our wedding, our honeymoon. So many more great stories coming along. So stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.